680 News Time, 4:48.
Happening right now, in addition to Daryl Dahmer in Sky Master 1 this afternoon, Mayor Tory is in the air watching you as you head home on busy city streets. And Daryl, you've been flying over Toronto now for decades. Are there routes that have become better, that have improved since Mayor Tory came to office?
Since John came to office? I guess the jury's still out about that. John and I are just commiserating. We're flying over Don Mills and Eglinton. Before I go any further, John, you notice my lower lip is quivering here slightly. I'm looking down at the serving tray, and I notice the portion is empty. You didn't bring any animal cookies with you, nothing?
Your lip is quivering because you're flying the plane.
Oh, I see. All right. So what we've done is we've come up here to Don Mills on Eglinton Avenue to show John what the crosstown subway construction looks like. And this is truly a dog's breakfast. John, you've driven this. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've gone north and south when you send us, Daryl, from off the parkway. And I can see the congestion even today is a pretty good day on the Don Mills. But what you don't get a chance to see as often is the east-west. And what it does to the traffic when it goes to single lane, especially today coming eastbound on Eglinton. I mean, it's jammed up quite a ways back and going westbound as well. So I presume that's what you're talking about, that almost any which way you look, it's the construction is causing problems. We know that. We've got to build the transit, and that's something that we're getting done as quickly as we can.
Well, more importantly, I'm talking about the actual surface of the roadway. Look here on Eglinton, just east of Don Mills. You see those white squares? Those are raised concrete. They're an inch and a half to 2 inches above the pavement, and you drive over those, and it's horrible. So who approved this sort of surface work?
Well, I mean, Metrolinx is doing the construction, so they're responsible for every part of it, but it's good for me to see this and to have you bring it to my attention because, it's part of keeping the traffic moving and not having people wreck their cars to do something about that. So I've seen it today.
What happens is when you have a road surface like this, you get people, they're forced to go somewhere else. They may go Leslie, they'll go northbound on Bayview Avenue. They do not want to come along Eglinton Avenue. This is Eglinton Avenue all the way from Bayview. You can see right over to Warden Avenue. They're not going to want to drive this, so they'll go north on Bayview Avenue. That puts additional strain on there, plus in the neighborhood.
So you're saying would they stay on, because one of the things we want to do, obviously, is to have the traffic spread out. And so if they repaired that, you're saying that actually might change their habits and keep them on Eglinton?
Well, would you drive a rough road, or would you prefer to stay on a smooth road that's a little bit slower? Of course, you'd rather stay on this road. So my comment here is somebody approved this surface work and this road. You look at Eglinton Avenue right through the city, it's horrible. And I don't know why somebody hasn't said something or done something about this. You're the mayor. Can you do anything about it?
Well, I can just tell you lots of people have said things about it, but the fact that we're building a transit project, the businesses are suffering, the traffic is suffering, the transit won't be finished until 2020, but the bottom line is we have to build the transit. You're just saying there are modifications we could make to make the pain a little less intense, because that's all we can do. We can't take the pain away because we're building. It's a major, the biggest transit construction project in North America, but we've got to get it done.
Oh, absolutely. Well, what I'm saying is fix the surface of it. We can all understand what we have to go through for this. It's progress, and I totally agree with it.